Welcome to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and Akusti Salonen, a 10-minute podcast discussing all things football coaching.
Hi, and welcome to a new episode of the Think Transition podcast. I'm on my own again this week as Akusti is cycling. He's on a cycling trip to the beautiful Finnish countryside, but he'll be back next week. So I have invited a good friend of mine in to take Akusti's place for this week, a guy who's best described as he's a football coach, but he's also acts as a consultant, particularly when it comes to football fitness, and has done to numerous clubs over time, and is currently working with a professional football club in a consultancy capacity. So I'd like to welcome, please, Andy Driscoll.
Good evening, Hugo.
Thanks for coming on, mate. You know, you've got big shoes to fill with Akusti.
Yeah, big Finnish shoes.
Well, listen, let's start. Listen, I wanted to get you on because your area of expertise is obviously the fitness side of football. So I thought it'd be interesting to get you on and just sort of get some thoughts from you. And I suppose the best place to start really is the work that you're currently doing at the club that you're acting at, you're with in a consultancy capacity.
Right. Okay. Yep.
So, listen. We'll start off with listen. What is it you're doing in terms of the consultancy role with them?
Well, I'm helping out. In their sort of, they want to go down a different route down the pre-season. They don't want to do the generic sort of running around the pitch, fitness, sprints, etc., long distance running. They want to go down more football fitness. So I gave them a plan, sort of an ideal, a plan based on their games in pre-season. So I did a 6-week cycle and then they looked at it and sort of said, yeah, we want to do that. So I've then gone in and said, well, if I can help you get your head round sort of maybe the new concept, because at the end of the day, we're still working with good coaches, so they can coach. It's just a different way they're doing it. So I think they probably get a little bit stressed where they're like, oh, it's a new concept, but it's actually... it's something what they've probably been doing. It's just a bit more organisation and a bit more let's do this there, let's do that. But it's based on how they want to play, their principles of their playing style. So it's not anything new. It's just a bit more organised.
So like, rather than doing what we'd maybe call a traditional pre-season, you're doing something a little bit different. So why would then this club then... decide to do, you know, the traditional pre-season obviously is the one where, like you describe, is people running around pitches up and down hills and running through the woods, and you know, but so why would they then look to, or anyone look to, move away from the traditional pre-season to a more, I don't know whether modern's the word to use or not,
a well, different pre-season? To me, I was talking about it today, it goes around in cycles, so it's a little bit like the trends. So same as playing styles, i.e. or playing formations, Conte won the league. So then everybody copied the 1-4-3-3, the 3-5-2 or 3-5, you know, three at the back.
Yeah.
Everybody copied that. But, you know, they didn't win because of that. And it's years ago, they used to do the old school running. And then they went a little bit sort of, oh, let's play football and let's get in, like, get fitter in football. And I think they didn't really know why they're doing it. They just did it. And then now that everybody's sort of saying, oh, we need, you know, we mollycoddle the players and that we need to improve this, you know, mentality, whatever that means. So now we're just going to run them. So we're going to get like, oh, yeah, we're going to improve their mentality, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And so they've gone round. So what they used to do 20 years ago, they then stopped doing it because they thought it was wrong. And now they've gone back to it. So I see all these top clubs going back and doing the old school running that we used to do 20 years ago. And this club have just sort of said, the head coach knows me. I've rehabbed him a few years ago. He's open to change. So it was me effectively explaining why we're going to do it. And he then sort of said, okay, let's go with it.
Because I hear, you know, a lot, a phrase that people use when they're talking about fitness, they say footballers have got to have a base fitness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not, you know, but I think also, that I think in terms of like you used the word and we'll put it in inverted commas, mentality, all right? Like you said, whatever that means, right? But, you know, some people I know, they say to me, well, I want my players to run like long distances for two reasons. One, because they need the endurance stroke stamina. Again, put those words in inverted commas. But I want to see who's willing to push themselves to the end. You know? I want to see if they're going to drag each other through. So I want to test their mentality.
Yeah, the mental strength. Yeah, so in a way, they're not bad people, and they what they want to do is win, and they want to develop winning teams. They want to develop good footballing teams, but they get inundated with this other language, and that's when they say, "Oh, I need my teams to run because it's an endurance sport." And it's like, well, are you taking that off of because it's a 90 minutes? So, oh, it's about aerobic, it's about endurance, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't really sound like football. But when you start saying to managers, what do you actually want? And they're like, oh, well, I need to create a mental strength. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, I want my players to what you're saying, like to sort of dig players out and be strong and go for this. Okay, so you want them to last football actions for 90 minutes. Well, what does that mean? Well, what you want them to press for 90 minutes. You want them to transition for 90 minutes. You want them to build up. You want them to create space. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. So really, they mean this, but they say these other things. Oh, I want to build endurance. I want them to build stamina. I want to create mental strength. When really they mean, I want my teams to press for 90 minutes. I want them to create space for 90 minutes. And I want them to transition for 90 minutes. When we haven't got the ball, what are you doing? Well, we need to do that for 90 minutes, 100%, as good as we can do. That's what they really mean, even though they say these other words.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know. But it's, I don't know, I find it pretty interesting that, you know, a lot of the words that are used and things. So, for example, then, sort of, what for you, like when you do a football fitness session, because obviously people have to understand that, you know, not every session in pre-season is a football fitness session, because there has to be the tactical side, there's got to be recovery. And I think one of the common mistakes people make is that they think that every session has to be like a huge load. So for you then, just to give us an example from you, like what does one of your football fitness sessions look like? Maybe one that you did recently.
Well, because we were working with the under 18s, we're looking at numbers. So the ideal is X, and that's never the ideal. So you put the ideal plan in place, and then you deal with the external factors, i.e. we haven't got 22 players. So the first couple of weeks, you want to do big games, so like an 11v11, and you're trying to improve the football actions, like what I said, create space, transitioning, pressing. So you are trying to then coach the players to do that. Then you want to go smaller games, and then you want to go even smaller games, and you go back. So you're doing the cycle. So you're not trying to play small-sided games, and people say, oh, the game of football is 11v11, 100%. So it's not about playing five-a-sides all the time. It's about playing big games, medium games, small games, but still trying to overload the players. So we did a 6v6 the other day because we didn't have enough numbers. We are still trying to overload their fitness. So the fitness in terms of football fitness, in the context of football, is can you press two times? Can you press three times? But not at 50%. Can you press 100% to improve that press? And then you're going to adapt and then get stronger or fitter at pressing. And then it might turn into four presses and so on and so on. So like just the same as going into a gym and lifting a weight, you lift the weight, you get stronger by the body adapts. Well, in football fitness, you play football and you overload that component that you want to do, i.e. pressing. And when you go from two presses, you go to three presses. But they're quality presses. They're 100% presses. It's like a friend said to me, Acousti, you're not half pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not.
Yeah.
so you either press or you don't. So when you press 100%. And if you press 100%, you will improve. And then you might press three times 100% and so on and so on.
My last thing I want to just quickly talk about then with regards to this, you know, 6v6, as people listening to this might be going, right, so I've got 12 players. I'm going to turn up the training. I'm going to do a 6v6. And I'm just going to encourage the players to run, press, transition, attack, defend. You know, but I think we probably need to be a little bit clearer than that, in the sense that, and I know this for a fact anyway, because I know you and you know me, but players are still in the 6v6 are playing in their position. Yes. All right. But then people's question will be, well, how can I do a 6v6 to make, and it's position specific?
Sorry, say that again. How
can you have six coaches will think listening to this might go, well, how can I have 6v6 and people are still playing in what is their position? Because what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people go, I've got 12 players, I've got six bibs, six non-bibs, I'm going to create an area, however big or small it's going to be, and people are just going to run wherever they want.
Right, okay. I understand, you know. In 2014, when I started doing this, I thought that I'll just get them to run around, because then they're going to get fit at football. No. Football is tactical. It's based on tactics. So when I hear a team is looking so fit and so strong, etc. So I hear all these, they're the fittest they've ever been. They're the strongest they've ever been. We're talking gym strength. But when they lose the game or they struggle, but tactically they struggled. Yeah. So what's that saying? That it's not about the fitness and the strength and the how that good they look. It's about tactics. So if you do a 6v6, yes, the game is on the Saturday. You want them to play in positions. But if your task is building up, you want the players that you're going to play on a Saturday to be in those positions. And then you overload them in a fitness component. And that might be you make the opposition press, which that's a coaching that all coaches may do anyway. But you then say, well, it's a 6v6. It's everybody's in their positions. But the overload is the football fitness component. So press or build up, and you build up 100%. So you're playing in the positions and then you go into the game. And if we talk about repetition and getting better, and it's good repetition, it's a simplified version of the 11v11 game on the Saturday, and they're getting better at it. And you can coach them to be better at it.
Brilliant. Do you know what I'd like, actually, if people are listening to this, is if people want to fire in some questions, you know, over the next week or two, whenever it might be, just to get you back on again at some point, Andy, because obviously it's very difficult to speak about this in a short space of time, you know, because we have gone, as we always do every week,
we always go over,
slightly over time, you know. But so listen, I'm gonna wrap it up by saying thank you for giving us your time on this, Andy, and we definitely like you to come on again, because you know this is a topic that, you know, we say this every week, that we can speak for hours about this, and you and I do, to be fair. I'm going to try and encourage some questions from people,
definitely.
Maybe we can get you back on again. Obviously, Acoustia will be here as well, and exactly. You know, we could turn it into a good episode. So, listen, thanks very much, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Andy, for stepping into Acoustia's Big Finish shoes tonight, we'll see you again next week.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Think Transition podcast. Mm-hmm.